Lesson 14, Ready. Principle 5, voluntarily submit to every change God wants to make in my life, and humbly ask Him to remove my character defects. Blessed are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. Step 6 says, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. And James chapter 4 verse 10 says, humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. Think about it. What does it mean to be entirely ready to have God remove our character defects? The R in ready stands for release. Release control. God is a gentleman. In principle 3, He did not force His will on you. He waited for you to invite Him in. Now, in principle 5, you need to be entirely ready and willing to let God into every area of your life. He won't come in where He is not welcomed. It has been said that willingness is the key that goes into the lock and opens the door that allows God to begin to remove your character defects. Psalm 143 verse 10. Help me to do your will, for you are my God. Lead me in good paths, for your spirit is good. The E in ready stands for easy. Easy does it. These principles and steps are not quick fixes. You need to allow God time for God to work in your life. This principle goes further than helping you to stop doing wrong. It goes after the very defect that causes you to sin, and that takes time. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him to help you do it, and He will. The A in ready stands for accept. Accept the change. Seeing the need for change and allowing that change to occur are two different things. Principle 5 will not work if you are still trapped by your self-will. You need to be ready to accept God's help throughout the transition. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 13 and 14 say, so then, have your minds ready for action. Keep alert and set your hope completely on the blessing which will be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Be obedient to God and do not allow your lives to be shaped by those desires you had when you were still ignorant. The D in ready stands for do. Do replace your character defects. You spent a lot of time with your old hang-ups, compulsions, obsessions and habits. When God removes one, you need to replace it with something positive, such as recovery meetings, church, service and volunteering. If you don't, you open yourself for a negative character defect to return. In the Bible we read this, in Matthew chapter 12, verses 43. When an evil spirit goes out of a person, it travels over dry country looking for a place to rest. If it can't find one, it says to itself, I will go back to my house. So it goes back and finds the house empty. Then it goes out and brings along seven other spirits, even worse than itself, and they come to live there. The Y in ready stands for yield. Yield to the growth. Your old self-doubts and low self-esteem may tell you that you are not worthy of the growth and progress that you are making in the program. But yield to the growth. It is the work of the Holy Spirit within you. 1 John chapter 3 verse 9 says, The person who has been born into God's family does not make a practice of sinning because now God's life is in him. So he can't keep on sinning, for this new life has been born into him and controls him. He has been born again. Are you entirely ready, willing, to voluntarily submit to any and all changes God wants to make in your life? If you are, read the principal 5a verses and pray the following prayer. Dear God, thank you for taking me this far in my recovery journey. Now I pray for your help in making me be entirely ready to change all my shortcomings. Give me the strength to deal with all of my character defects that I have turned over to you. Allow me to accept all the changes that you want to make in me. Help me be the person that you want me to be. In your Son's name I pray. Amen. Write about it. This is the question section for Lesson 14, Ready. Question 1. Have you released control? If not, review Principle 3. Consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. List the areas of your life that you have been able to turn over and surrender to Jesus Christ. List the areas of your life that you are still holding on to, attempting to control them on your own power. Question 2. What does the phrase, "easy does it," mean to you? What area of your recovery are you attempting to rush and looking for the quick fix? Question 3. Explain the differences in seeing a need for change and being entirely ready to accept positive change in your recovery. Question 4. It is very important that you allow God to replace your character defects with positive changes. What are some of the positive changes that you could make in your recovery, in your family, or in your job? Question 5. Sometimes it is difficult for us in recovery to see the positive changes that God is making in our lives. Have you been able to accept and enjoy your growth? And if so, how? Here are the principal 5a verses that we referred to earlier. James chapter 4 verse 10 says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." James chapter 1 verse 21, "So get rid of all that is wrong in your life, both inside and outside, and humbly be glad for the wonderful message we have received, for it is able to save our souls as it takes hold of our hearts." Lamentations 3 verse 20, "For I can never forget these awful years. Always my soul will live in utter shame. Yet there is one ray of hope. His compassion never ends. It is only the Lord's mercies that have kept us from complete destruction." And finally, Psalm 51 verses 1 and 2, "O loving and kind God, have mercy, have pity upon me, and take away the awful stain of my transgressions. Oh, wash me, cleanse me from this guilt. Let me be pure again."